Map of the town of Palma. This oil painting dates from around 1647 and is one of the oldest plans of the town of Palma. It is almost certainly a copy of an earlier plan drawn up by Antonio Guerau in 1644 and depicts the walled city in all its grandeur. The inadequacy of the medieval walls to withstand subsequent developments in artillery and military technology required the construction of a new and broader defensive line, which to a greater or lesser extent followed the outline of the former walls. Construction was supervised by Lombardy engineer Giacomo Pagliazzo Fratin. The new walls were vertical with pentagonal bastions to facilitate movement in the interior and to reinforce the defensive properties of the construction, to oppose the increasingly frequent attacks by the Ottoman Turks. Although the project initially began in 1543, works did not commence until 1575 and did not finish until well into the 18th century, when the defences were largely no longer of any functional use. Strangely, the section facing the sea was the last to be built. On the plan, we can see that the course of the torrent bed, or Riera, had already been diverted from the old part of the town. The stream, which flowed through the centre of the town along the streets, now known as La Rambla and El Born, had caused continual flooding on many occasions over the years. Most significant was the flood on the 14th of October 1403, causing the death of 5,000 people. The diversion of the stream was one of the most important works of engineering carried out in the town, not so much for its splendour as for its usefulness. The works finished in 1615. Other noteworthy aspects of the painting are the number of vessels typical of the time, such as galleons and galleys, that are present in the port of Palma, some of which are firing off salutes of honour. The painting most likely represents the moment of arrival to the town of Prince John of Austria, the son of Philip IV, King of Castile, in the same year, 1647. To the side of the cartouche, we can see the Majorcan philosopher and missionary, Ramon Llull, and the nun, Catalina Tomás, also from Majorca, who had not yet been canonised, but who was already held in high esteem by the townspeople.